Seches Beitzer, which has a lot to do with Muktzah, but not only about Muktzah. But it's worthwhile to learn Biyun, because it's a lot of lumdus, and it's you know, I'd like to go through the sugya well to understand in depth how to look at the sugya without, after learning Zvachim last year, without going to all types of pilpulim. Don't like to do that. Just understand the depth of the sugya. And everything we're going to do it together, and hopefully we'll get some clarity. So the Gemara says, Mishnah said like this, Beitzah shenol de b'yomtuf, an egg that was laid on yomtuf. B'shamay oimrim teichal, b'shilun oimrim loy teichal. B'shamay says, it may be eaten on yomtuf, even though it was laid on yomtuf, it may be eaten on yomtuf. And b'shilun says, loy teichal, it cannot be eaten on yomtuf. So the Gemara goes right away. Gemara goes right again, Mishnah. We're going to go through it slowly and carefully and try and understand the depth of the sugya. So the Gemara says, famous Gemara, right away, says the Gemara, the Maya Skinon, what are we talking about? This halacha of Beitza Shenol de Yontif, an egg which is laid on Yontif, came into existence on Yontif. Beishama says, no problem, you're allowed to eat it. Beisilo says, it came into existence on Yontif, it's forbidden to be eaten. So Gemara says, my skin, what are we talking about? Elaim, if we're talking about betanda goyles, hay medes lachila, if it's a chicken, a hen, that's meant for eating, says Rashi, she'ena muktzes, which means, I have my chicken in my coop, I'm going to eat this chicken on yantif. And it laid an egg before I slaughtered this chicken. I'm allowed to shech the chicken on yantif. It laid an egg before I shechted the chicken. So mayta mayta beisilo. So why does Beis Hillel say that the egg is forbidden to be eaten? After all, uchla de afres hu. It's food that got separated. Look at Rashi. Uchla de afres, oichel shenifrat. It's food that got separated. Look in Tosfos. Uchla de afres gimel, pirush, oichel hanifrat min oichelu. It's just food that got separated from the original food. Da beitza shenoldo nifrado hi min alatagoles. Because the egg was laid on Yomtif. It just got separated from the other food, from the chicken that was meant to be eaten. And after all, I can shech the chicken on Yomtif and eat whatever's inside the chicken. I can eat the pulk of the chicken. So why can't I eat the egg? Because it got laid beforehand. What's the difference? It's uchla de ifras. It's food that got separated. I'm allowed to eat that chicken. Chicken is not mukta. I'm allowed to shech the chicken. So therefore, what's the shaila? What's pshat and beis hillel that the egg should be forbidden? Doesn't make sense. Says Gemara says no, Ella maybe tanagoyles haymedes legadol beitin. It's a chicken that's not meant to be shechted, and therefore the chicken is like any other animal, and therefore it's a muktzah chicken. So it's a muktzah chicken because the chicken is not allowed to move. It's muktzah, it's an animal. It's not meant to grow eggs. The chicken is meant to lay eggs. It's not meant to be eaten. So if it's the reason, if it's a chicken that's not meant to eat, and it's a chicken that's meant to lay eggs, so what's the reason of Beishamai? Mukti. The chicken is mukta, the egg is mukta, everything is mukta. So of course it should not be permitted. So what's the reason why Beishamai says the egg is permitted? The chicken is mukta, so for sure the egg is mukta. So what's the trap in Beishamai? So the Gemara says, my kusha. What's the kasha? The Yom Beishamai left no muktzah. Maybe Beis Shammai, who says, you know why the egg is okay? He doesn't hold of muktzah. What do you mean he doesn't hold of muktzah? Machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Look in Rashi, left no muktzah. The Dilmak Reb Shimon Svirilo. Maybe he holds like Reb Shimon the Amar that says, Beferi Kiro, this is the source of muktzah. Moiser Hashem and Shebener, Veshebekoro, also Div Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon Mater. What's the classic case of muktzah? Moiser Hashemen Shebekoro V'Shebener, which means, if you want to turn to the Gemara, it's actually have the Gemara on the third page. The Gemara says like this, Tanu Rabbanon, the third page, Moiser Hashemen, what's left over from the oil in the ner, in the lamp, the Shebekoro in the plate, is Asa, it's muktzah. Reb Shimon says it's okay. Now, what does that mean? Left over. So turn to the previous page, page number two. The Gemara says, right, we're going to go to the Gemara soon, more beyond. But basically, whatever I'm using to my light is burning, right? I light my fire Friday night. I have a wick, I have an oil. So whatever is burning, while it's burning, everybody agrees, you know how to touch it. Gemara says that. Hanach number three. Hanach l'ner shemen upsila hoil nasu basa davasa. That's the buses to the flame. So even if Shimon agrees, look at Rashi, the davar to the shlaves to the flame. The b'chi hay muktza moed of Shimon shlakri tafel the shlaves boidavo. In other words, everybody agrees that while the flame is burning, the entire lamp, oil, everything is muktza. But now the flame stopped burning. It's not burning anymore. So there's leftover oil, moisah hashemen shebener. So Reb Shimon says, what's the problem? Why not? It's not burning anymore. Why can't I use it the rest of Shabbos? Reb Yehuda says, no, it's muktzah. What do you mean, muktzah? The Gemara says, because it's migu diskatzoi. In other words, it was set aside when Shabbos started that the entire area, all this oil, was not to be used because it was a basis to the shaleves. It was part of the flame. So once it's muktzah, I set my mind that I'm separating myself from this oil, beinash mashes, so it's muktzah for the whole Shabbos. That's the concept of muktzah. Muktzah doesn't mean I can't touch a pen. Muktzah means that it's something which my mind is removed from it once Shabbos starts. So this moisah Hashem, the extra oil, which now is extra because it's not burning, but during Shabbos, when Shabbos started, it was muktzah, it was iskatzoi. I removed my mind from it. It remains muktzah for the whole Shabbos. Says Reb Shimon, no. During the time, it's muktzah, machmas, istur, it's a shabbat, basis, to the shalheves, it's forbidden. Once it's over, the flame is out, and there's moisah Hashemen, it's not muktzah anymore. He doesn't hold a muktzah. There's no such thing as muktzah. Now it's okay. There's no such thing as muktzah. Gemara says, maybe the reason why basis and all the biyantiv is okay, umay kusha. Dilma beishamai, less lu mukta. What do you mean less lu mukta? Beishamai holds, right, that there's no such thing as mukta. Right? So, another, what is Mar saying? I don't understand why beishamai says it's permitted. After all, if it's Talagoylus, hey, medes the gadol beitim, then it should be mukta, should be forbidden according to everybody, even according to Beishamai, should be forbidden. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe Beishamai holds there's no such thing as mukta, which means even if this chicken is meant to lay eggs and it's a regular mukta chicken, the beginning of Shabbos was the mukta chicken. I didn't want to use it. Now I want to use the chicken, so it's not mukta altogether. So why do I have a problem? According to Beishamai, why is the egg permitted? Because the only thing is muktzah. You're right. When Shabbos started, it was a muktzah chicken. But then the egg got laid, I decided, no more muktzah, because I don't want, I want to use it now. If you don't hold the muktzah, it should be okay. So why is Mordechai saying, according to Beishamai, why is it, it should be forbidden? What do you mean? Maybe Beishamai does not hold muktzah. Wait. Says the Gemara, Kosal Fedaitin, the reason why the Gemara had a kasha, that afilu man de shogi b'muktzah b'nayilad asa. That even according to the Shimon, who says the chicken, it was legadol beitim. The chicken was meant lundus. The chicken was meant to grow eggs. It's a muktzah chicken. But even if you hold that according to Beis Shammai, the Shimon holds, there's no such thing as a muktzah chicken. Meaning, even if in the beginning of Shabbat I thought the chicken was meant to grow eggs, right now I'm allowed to go and take the chicken and shecht it. There's no such thing as muktzah. But beitza, that's nailat. Didn't exist. Then everybody agrees. Even Beis Shammai says it's going to be forbidden. That's what Mara says. That's why Rashi. That's why we say my tamay de Beis Shammai. You know why? Because we're thinking that filu the Reb Shimon, the shori b'muktzah, even according to Reb Shimon, who says that this chicken, which is legadol beitzim, and it's muktzah, but Reb Shimon says there's no problem with muktzah. You can take the chicken, you can shecht it. The noilad osel, something which is noilad, is forbidden. Even according to Reb Shimon. Why? The ilu b'muktzah, because by muktzah, Svirele. Why does Rav Shimon say there's no such thing as Muktzah? Le'makzi inish midaite midirachazile. Something which eventually I might use on Shabbos, the person never takes his mind off it. So therefore, the Moisa Hashem and Shebener, the extra oil in the thing, even though now I can use it, the person never takes his mind off it. He thinks, you know what? I'm going to be able to use it. The person never takes his mind off it. A chicken, which even though it's the gadol beitim, the person doesn't take his mind off it. Now marks his mind from it. Some anything, midi dechazile, something which is befitting for him, the person doesn't take his mind off it, ever. But something which wasn't in existence when Shabbos started, he never knew about it, then his mind should be on it. And therefore, if he never knew about it, it's noilat, it's worse.
How come in the first place he said it's just perish, it's just separating a period?
Right.
Now it's sort of saying noilat, it didn't exist, and now it does. It's inconsistent with the first.
Masha'as kasha. We're going to get to that. Nobody understands the kasha, but we're going to get to that. We're going to explain it better. Bam kasha, the Masha'as kasha, we're going to get to that. We'll see what his answer is. That's what it's about.
But the chicken is meant to lay eggs.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting eggs to come.
So what?
So why don't I have my
That's a separate shaila. That's a separate shaila. But noila means, machlekes the Meiri says that noila means that you cannot have something in mind if it doesn't exist.
If I had the chicken there, it doesn't exist for that purpose.
Okay, we're not going to go into that. Meiri says that's considered noila. Whatever the Gemara calls it noila. But whatever reason the Gemara says, that even according to Shimon who says there's no such thing as mukta. But nevertheless, noilat, your mind is not on it, doesn't work. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara had a question and says, so according to Beis Shammai, it's clearly noilat. So why is the egg permitted? So Gemara says, Omar Nachman, says Nachman, loilim tanagolis emet is a gal beitim. We're talking about a chicken that's meant to lay eggs. Correct? So then if it's meant to lay eggs, it should be noilat, it should be forbidden. So why is it okay according to Beis Shammai? Which means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says there's a problem of mukta, that's Bechilo, there's a problem of noilat, and therefore it's no good. But Bechamai holds like Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, there's no mukta, there's no noilat, it's all okay.
Rav Shimon does hold
of noilat. No, take that question. Rav Shimon does hold of noilat. No, Rav Shimon does not hold of noilat. I'm not sure. The Gemara says, no, take that opposite question. In other words, that according to Rav Shimon, there's no mukta, there's no noilat. That's what Rav Nachman holds. So firstly, what's the machlokes Tanakama and Rav Nachman? Halavim seems to say that even if you hold no mukta, but noilat you hold. And here Rav Nachman says, no, you hold no mukta, you hold no noilat. What's the machlokes? What are they arguing on? Question number one. Question number two, the lashon of Rav Nachman, this is Galeski's question, brilliant question. Look, the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Habamin is the man b'shori muktzah noilat osir, the one that permits muktzah of Shimon, but noilat he forbids. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman says, I hold man b'shori muktzah shori noilat, right? I hold the one that permits muktzah of Shimon permits noilat. What does the Gemara say that? What does the Gemara say? Amar Rav Nachman says Rav Nachman. With the Islay Muktzah, Islay Noilat, Lesley Muktzah, Lesley Noilat. What he holds, he has Muktzah, he has none. The Lashon is not so correct. The Lashon should have said, Shari Muktzah, or Shari Muktzah, Shari Noilat. Right? He said, Shari Muktzah, Asta Noilat. She should have answered, Shari Muktzah, Shari Noilat. Don't say that. Islay Muktzah, Islay Noilat. Okay, it's a deal. You see his shot, you know, you'll understand what he's trying to say. That's the second question. The two questions on the studio are the two bomb questions. The following question, I guess. Masha asked the question, says, wait a second. Something doesn't fit over here. Think about it. Let's analyze together. In the Haramin of the Gemara says that if you're allowed to eat the chicken, right, if it's chicken which is meant to be eating, right, then even if the egg was not here, but it's just uchlid afkus, just part of the chicken. Because I can right now taste it, says, I can shech the chicken and eat the egg. I can eat the egg inside the chicken. So the chicken is just another, the egg is just another piece of the chicken. I think more ask the question. If you hold, it's legado, not legado beitim, but the tanagoilis and the mutter lachila, meant for eating, then it's uchlid afkus. It's got food that got separated. So there's no problem, it should be permitted. Ask the Marsha. So if you hold it's legadol beitzim, and therefore it's mukta. But according to Rabbi Shimon, mukta is permitted. That means there's no such thing as mukta. According to Rabbi Shimon, that even a chicken which is met legadol beitzim, correct? But I can change my mind any minute. And the most thing, a person doesn't take his mind off something which eventually he might use. So there's no such thing as mukta. So in effect, this chicken, which is legadol beitzim, is really achila. V'harai, according to Rabbi Shimon, is chicken mukta or not? Could I eat a chicken? Could I take the thing and shecht it? I could. So the egg is again uchel d'afras. So what's the Gemara saying? According to Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara wants to say that even if you hold mukta is permitted, but not let it is forbidden. Why? It's uchel d'afras. That was your kasha. Bam kasha, the Marshal's kasha. We learned this Gemara how many times? Once, twice, you can listen to this one time. Mashal is the kasha. Look at the Mashal, next page, number 2 in the sheet. Uchel d'afras. Mashal chidush aloch is masechet beitzer. Uchel d'afras. V'iboy shochid lo, v'ochel kolche begavo. Taisus, right? Umihu, l'may v'sal kedaitach. Based on what we're saying, that filu man d'shori b'mukta. That even if you permit mukta, you forbid noilat. V'hainu b'targor together gal beitim. Afagav dochinami. Yiboy shochet lo v'ochel. Kol shebegavo. Dashori mukta. He says, at the end of the day, according to Shimon, could I shech this chicken right now? Yeah, there's no such thing as mukta. So then it's, again, uchlut afles. The egg is part of the chicken. So why is the egg noilat? Why is it worse? What's the difference? But right now I want to check the chicken. I could, right? According to Shimon, there's no such thing as mukta.
Yeah, but the chicken existed there in Yanta. The egg existed.
So what? It's uchlu dafas. And if you hold the egg is letanagoylet lachiva, the egg did not exist either. It's still the Gemara says, it's uchlu dafas. Why says this? Because right now I can check the chicken and eat the egg inside the chicken. So why is there any difference? According to Shimon. Bam kasha. So the Mashua answers, mikomukum. Even the null the habetz midova mukta loisharin lo mahaytaima. What does that mean? Doesn't make sense. The mashal Maimshif tries to explain a little bit better. The two a the kasha, same kasha. Maimshif in Cain have uchle d'afres. The alchinami boy shochtan goes vochel the mukta shari. Because right now I can shech the chicken and I can eat the chicken. Even if you hold that it was the gadol beitzim, but according to Shimon mukta is permitted. Vim Cain heich oisa filo man the shari be mukta. You forbid noilat, was the uchle difus. But so chloima, the mekom kam, lav oichelhu, the lav miyuchid lo oichelo, afilu shori mukta, haino di yesh loim edai to lay, ava im uchle kach nikas uchle difus. What does that mean? Explain the Masha. At the end of the day, it's not really food. So even though it's daite ulayu, because he holds his nose to things mukta, but it's not really food. What does he say? What does that mean? Makorepa. Bam kasha, mashal, mam shif. I don't send the kasha. I send the kasha. I don't send the answer.
In fact, it's not the end.
That was never a problem for the Gemara, correct? The Gemara says if it's the God, if it's tanagol, it's lachila, then the fact that it's inside the stomach is all okay, because it's an innate part of the chicken. So just because it was called mukta at some point, but according to the Shiva, there's no such thing as mukta. That means your mind is always on the chicken. So who cares that the mind is not on the egg? At the end of the day, it's part of the chicken. So it's not part of
according to our chicken, you could say that the egg is not really part of the chicken. And the proof is it wasn't there yesterday.
And then how mean in the Gemara, it's kind of
goyless. The chicken doesn't hold like the Gemara holds, that the egg is part of the chicken.
But why would that be? Why? He argues in that point also, where we see that in the chicken. It's a chiddush. Shimon talks about mukta. He said, no, but Shimon is machmeh, so the egg is not part of the chicken. Mechtesas, they state in Gemara, why?
Well, but the Gemara, there was Alamin in the Gemara that would say Rav Shimon, even when he holds a mukta, doesn't hold a mukta.
Correct. Why not? So but I know. And then there's another kasha, that's Taisa kasha. The Taisa says, looking back in Taisa, this is the third question. And now the fourth question, this is relevant to what you're saying a little bit. Taisa says, wait a second. Rav Shimon permits mukta and permits noila. Now, what's the Habba meaning Gemara according to Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman says, mukta is permitted, Rav Shimon, and noila is permitted. How could Gemara say in Halamina that Reb Shimon permits mukta but forbids noilat? Betema, the Reb Shimon shorah b'mukta, shorah b'noilat. Reb Yudai mei masikim b'shirri kelim. Reb Shimon matav kavzav b'noilat. If your utensil breaks on Shabbos, and I can use it on Yom Tov, I guess, and now you want to use it as firewood. He says, no, yet, because it's thrown out, and what can use as firewood, but now I could. So Shimon says, and we view this as you can use as firewood, Shimon says you could. Why? Because there's no such thing as mukta, there's no such thing as nayla, and therefore it's all okay. So he says, what's the halami to say that over here he permits mukta, and he forbids nayla? This is worse. So he says, she says, this is worse. It's a real nailat. Why is it a real nailat?
She says,
because the thing existed. The egg didn't even exist. So such a nailat, even Reb Shimon says, that's the habamina. Such a nailat, even Reb Shimon forbids. Right? We'll stop right here. Teisa says, it's similar to Gemara and Aaron talks about the rain and the clouds and all that. So Gemara says over there that the rain, which is in the clouds, is also called nailat. Why? Because that didn't exist in the Chalal. So such a Noilat, even Reb Shimon agrees, is called Noilat in places. That rain in the clouds is absorbed. What's the most kasha that is considered Noilat? Maybe Reb Shimon permits Noilat, like he permits Mukta. So therefore the egg, which is non-existence at all, is like the rain in the clouds, which is non-existence at all, and therefore everybody agrees that such a noilad is forbidden. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. Says the Marshal, Rishon, that but Rav Nachman, he'll disagree on the egg. Nachman says, the egg, even though it's a real noilat, it's not a real noilat as the cloud and the rain. In other words, but the mashal, next page, mashal, Rafila Rav Shimon Moide, Nichta Besidoi, Umikomakim Rav Nachman, Savar, the behind noilat, Nami Polik Rav Shimon. Rav Nachman holds that in the egg, Rav Shimon holds no, that Mukta is permitted, and egg is also permitted. That's of Nachman. Umikomavidavke Maya Biba should nailed gomo moid Reb Shimon. Top one. Vidavke Maya Biba should nailed gomo moid Reb Shimon. In other words, Mashal says that what Taisa says, that cloud in the rain is real nailed, and so is egg is real nailed. That's only in the first time of the Gemara that Reb Shimon forbids nailed. But if it holds like of Nachman, Reb Shimon permits nailed, he'll permit the noilat, but only the noilat of the egg. Even though that's non-existence at all. But the noilat in the clouds, the rain, even Reb Shimon, even Nachman would agree that that's called noilat and that's forbidden. Why are they different? They're both non-existence. So we're getting like a super noilat we're getting now. Now I thought the egg was a big noilat. And now takes us to Marshal, that no, that even if according to Nachman who says the egg is a noilat, egg is not noilat, but he agrees, super noilat, which is the cloud and the rain. What's noilat? What's mukta? What are we missing over here? Four kashas on the sugya. We're ripping apart, that's what he did. He's ripping apart the sugya. The first kasha is the Maharsha's kasha, Maharsha's kasha, it's bomb kasha, this whole concept of, if you hold that, it's, at the end of the day, if Shimon holds, mukta is okay, so then at the end of the day, it's ukhuladafra, so who cares? That's noilat. What's the difference? Part of the chicken, just like an admin of the Gemara. So what changed? And then the other kasha, the Lashon, the Gemara, and then the Mashal's kasha, and the kasha and the Mashal, and you know these things. They were asking, what is the fourth question? Mashal's question, the Lashon Gemara, oh, what's the machlekes? The Havamina and the Nachman, whether Shimon who permits Mukta, whether he permits Noel or doesn't permit Noel, that seems to be a machlekes in the Gemara. What's that machlekes? So what's Michael Repo, what's going on in the sugya? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So let's start a little bit from the beginning and see what this mukta is all about. What's a machlekes? Reb Yudin Reb Shimon. So the classic case of mukta is the Gemara there. The Gemara said like this. We did already before that the machlekes is moisar hanel, moisar hashemen baner, right? Machlekes Reb Shimon Reb Yudin is the leftover oil inside the candelabra, right? So the Sota Gemara says that while it's burning, everybody agrees. Reb Shimon says it's forbidden to move the candelabra. not because you might extinguish it, because that's muksu machmas issa, like the Rishonim say, which means it's also, it's a shalheves, it's a flame itself, it's bosses to the flame, it's all forbidden. But once it got extinguished, once it's off, could I use now the extra remaining oil? Yes or no? So that's machlokes of Shimon Rebuda. Rebuda says, you can't. It's uktzah. It was set aside from the beginning of Shabbos and therefore remains like that. And Rav Shimon says, no, we don't say that. And therefore, Moisa HaShemen is okay. The Gemara gives a reason why, according to Rav Shimon, Moisa HaShemen is okay. What's the reason? The Gemara throws it in Shabbos on Menvov. The Gemara says the following case. Ramile Abai Lerova. Abai asked a question to Rabbah, his Rebbe. Tanya, we learned 3a. Moisa HaShemen Shevin Meir. Vishabikara Asur, that the leftover oil, 3a on the left side, the leftover oil in the candle and in the candelabra and in the plate is forbidden. Reb Shimon Mater, Amal Reb Shimon Lesle Mukta, he holds no such thing as Mukta. In other words, even though it was forbidden at the beginning of Shabbos, and Reb Shimon agreed it was from the beginning of Shabbos, it was forbidden because Mukta Machmas Issa, but nevertheless, afterwards, the flame got extinguished. There's no such thing as Mukta. Well, me now throw you a question. Reb Shimon Aimer, Kol she'ein mumay nikah me'erev yantif, ein zeh min ha'muchen. I have a bukhar that I don't know if there's a mum on it from erev yantif, and then it develops a mum, or I didn't know about the mum, the mum wasn't there beforehand, you're not ein zeh min ha'muchen. It's mukta. You cannot eat this bukhar on yantif. Usually bukhar gets mum, it's yatzel chulin, you're allowed to have it. But if I didn't have the mum from before yantif, then you can't eat the thing. So we see that there's such a thing as mukta. It was not fit, once Yom Tov started, to be eaten. So Reb Shimon agrees to mukta. Reb Shimon says, Ochi Ashta. There's a big difference. Hasam over there, Adam Yoishev Umitzape Emosai Tich Beneiroi. Reb Shimon says, by the candle, a person is always waiting, when is my candle going to get extinguished? Hacha, Adam Yoishev Tzapa, most people by mum, by the animal, he's not expecting mum is going to happen. So therefore there's a difference when he's not expecting it, and we say there's mukta, even go to Shimon. But if he's expecting it to happen, then there's no such thing as mukta. What's the svara he's expecting it to happen? Says Rashi, Adam Yoishev Umetzap Emesetich B'Neiroi, Sheyedeya Shesoyfer L'Chabois. He knows that the flame is going to get extinguished. Hilkoch Bein HaShmoshos, Daitei Al HaMoisa. During Bein HaShmoshos, his mind is on the extra oil. So the Gemara says, that's what Gemara says. Gemara says, why according to Reb Shimon is there no such thing as mukta? Because even something which is forbidden during Bein HaShemoshes, because it's mukta machmas ister, it's a candle burning over here and I cannot move it, but my mind is always on the moiser, on the left of, I know the flame is going to get extinguished. My mind is that eventually I'm going to be able to use this leftover oil. That's what it's not thing is mukta. What?
Just like the beitzah.
Wait. What's it like the beitzah?
I know the chicken's gonna lay the egg.
It's not here now.
Just as certain.
It's not here now.
Oil. It's not here now. More certain.
But it's not here now.
Okay. My mind's on.
Oh, we're jumping.
That's why I put the chicken there.
My mind is on the egg extra oil, correct? So you tell me if that's the case, why is my oil forbidden then?
For why is it an egg?
Foreseeable.
Why is it forbidden? It should be permitted, according to you.
The egg, yeah.
Yeah, so why is it forbidden? Why does Gemara say, no, it's zasa? What's the machlekes? Slow down. But that's what Gemara says. Gemara says, daitoi ala noisa, correct? So again, according to, what says over here in the Gemara? What state? Makatuv in the Gemara. That there's extra oil in the candelabra. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's mukta. Because it was forbidden for Bein HaShemoshes. It was part of the forbidden, couldn't move it in Bein HaShemoshes. It's part of mukta machmas iser. It's a fire. So it remains forbidden for the whole thing. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not mukta. You know why? Because the extra oil, my mind is an extra oil to use it later on. That's what Gemara says. Comes with Gillespie, and he asks the following question. Of course, at the time, even if Shimon agrees, at the time of Bein HaShemoshes, the entire thing is forbidden. Can't touch it. Why is it not mukta afterwards? What's the reason why it's not muksa? Is the pshat that because my mind is on the extra oil to use it for afterwards or something else, so the at the time it's muksa machmas isser, it's part of the flame, but I'm always thinking that this extra oil is going to be used for something else afterwards, so my mind the entire time is on the extra oil, and it was never muksa to begin with. The extra oil was never muksa to begin with. I can't move it because the machmas isser is part of the flame, but there's never muksa on this oil at all. Is that the pshat? Or pshat is no. That even Reb Shimon agrees that right now it's muksa. Because right now it's forbidden. Just the Buddha says something is muksa, benesh mashas, remains muksa the whole Shabbos. Comes Reb Shimon, no. That since eventually I'll be able to use it for something else, we don't say something is muksa now, remains muksa the whole Shabbos. He argues on migud eskatzoi lebein hashmoshes, it's eskatzoi for the whole Shabbos. That's what he argues on. Is the pshat, because my mind is on the oil, so therefore it was never muksa. The oil was never muksa. I haven't got to be able to use it now, because right now it's the flame. So therefore it bottled the flame. I can't use it. But it's never muksa, because my mind is always on the oil, and therefore a person's mind is always on the usage of the item. It's never muksa. Pshat is, even if Shimon agrees, it's muksa now. Right now I can't use it, and my mind is off limits now, I can't use it. But just because something is off limits now, doesn't mean it remains off limits for the rest of Shabbos.
What about the Bechor and the Mon?
What do you mean? Bechor, the first mind is not on it. So therefore it's clearly muksa.
No, but based on the second explanation, just because it's muksa now, doesn't mean it's always muksa.
It does. It does. Because only because, second thing is only because his mind, because he knows he can do it later on, so therefore, what happens now is not a given for later on. Because now and later on are two different times. Because now I cannot use it, later on I could use it. That's the reason, the Gemara says the reason is because his mind is on it. Correct? The Izzip shot, the mind is on it, and therefore it's not muktzah at all. Just I can't use it. Or no, right now it is muktzah, just it doesn't stay like that. That's his chakira. Now, looking inside number four, and was, wait, slow down. V'yesh lachkar. Let's read it together. I want to figure this out together. V'yesh lachkar. It says very clearly, the way it's written is very beautiful. V'yesh lachkar, v'yesoy pluktas Reb Shimon v'Reb Yehuda. Dinei, yesh nei drachim v'avonas pluktasam. There's two ways to understand the machlekes. Pligi b'ike chaloy shei muktza. Pligi yamrina migris katzoy levin shmoshes katzoy lekul shabbos. V'yesh biur. One. Hatzad harishonu, Reb Shimon Sofer, Shafilu Ben Hashmoshes, Nechshav Haner, Kedova HaMuchen. Even Ben Hashmoshes, the candle, is something which is Muchen, meaning it's something that I can use during the whole Shabbos. It's prepared already. Ben Hashmoshes, it's not Muktz at all. It's something that's available for my usage. Why? Machashu Yoshe Mitzapa, Lichvias Haner, Bedai Toleh. Since I'm waiting for the candle to get extinguished, my mind is on it. El Kozmanshu Dalek, also b'tzul for machshu b'asad shalevis. As long as it's burning, it's part of the shalevis. Av miyad lach shekov aner, muta l'stapu min ha-shemen. Why? Ki mishu mo'ilim l'chal l'ashem muktzah. It makes sense. Meaning, it's never muktzah. It was always this extra oil, wherever that extra oil is going to be, is always permitted for me. It was never muktzah. Why? Because I always knew, my mind is always on it, so I always knew there will be some left over. It's never muktzah. Hatzad ha-shein yu, beis, Reb Shimon Moedi L'Reb Yehuda Shechal Aner Shem Muktzah Kol Zman Shedolek. Right now, the entire thing is off limits. So if the entire thing is off limits, right now this entire, even the entire oil, is off limits. Why? It's Muktzah. I can't use it right now. Shema Achash Hidlik Is Aner Kredim Pins to Shabbos. Since I lit the fire before Shabbos started, Harei Hiktzah Is Aner, I separated myself from the entire flame, Milishtamash Boi Kol Zman Shedolek. I can't use it the entire time. This is off limits. Ela, the truth is muktzah. Right now it's muktzah. And my mind is off it. And I can't use it. It's a forbidden item. Ela, the pligi Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon, im chalash ten muktzah l'chol ha-shabbos, reich l'tman sh'ner doylik. And the machlekes is it for the whole Shabbos, or just while it's burning? Sh'Reb Yehuda Sofer, the migdal is katzoy levein shmoshes, is katzoy l'kul ha-yomei, umei l'chal aner she muktzah l'chol ha-shabbos. Aber Reb Shimon, less than migdal is katzoy, why? Ma'acha she'yoshem mitzvah l'shamash shirem l'achashich b'ner. Since I know I'm going to use it, so then there's two separate times, Shabbos, Friday night, or the rest of Shabbos. ולכן השם מוקצה חל על נר, רק לזמן שנר דלק. מיד שירבו נר, יפקד ממנו שם מוקצה. You understand this חקיר, ג'ון? Makes sense? A little deep, but it makes sense חקיר. You're a Baltimore guy. What do you say?
Something that changes on Shabbos, changes the status of it. That it was the whole time it was.
No, because we don't say it's katzoy, meaning just because something is not, it's off limits Friday night, but that doesn't mean it. That because the odds might be uses for it, what's forbidden on Friday night does not translate for the rest of Shabbos. That's the second shot. His first shot is no. The fact that the what's name that I know I'm going to use it, it's never mukta, it's never off limits. I'm not sure which side I hear better. I hear both sides.
But according to that side...
Nothing has to do with murder. No, we're not going to get it. Yeah. Let's go there.
According to that side,
yeah.
I can understand why the Bechor with a Mum is no good. Because from beginning of Shabbos, I have no thought that it's going to be available to me.
Okay.
So it's out of my head totally.
According to the second side.
According to the second one, right.
According to the first side also.
No, because it's why? Burning. The first side has to do because it's burning, it's mukta.
Correct.
Now stays mukta.
So now the animal is mukta. Oh, you mean the animal? I mean, that's not in my dependent mind. I got it.
Right.
But you know, just for
years. So I understand, but even with having it in mind, because it's so rare that a bahar is going to get a mum and be okay, I really didn't have it in mind.
Right, maybe that's as far.
But with an egg.
We get to it.
Wait.
I think it's far in the Bukhar. In Bukhar, it's so rare, so I never have it in mind.
But the egg is different.
Got it. Okay, fine. Now, this is the case of Muktzu Machmas Isser. Senator of Kolesky says, I found a Ram that says the second way by a different type of Muktzu. And Muktzu Machmas Mius. What is that? In that same Mishnah I showed you, number 3 on the third page, says the Mishnah, "Mistaltlin ner chadosh, avalo yosham," which means a brand new candle that was never used, you can move on Shabbos, right? Avalo yosham, something which was used in the past, you cannot use on Shabbos, even if it wasn't used Friday night. Why? It's called muktzah. Look in Rashi, "Mistaltlin ner chadosh, she'ein amoz v'chazil shemush lehegya shaladim reyem oylam, avalo yosham, the muktzah machmas miyusu." New type of muktzah. It's muktzah because it's disgusting. So Tanakama holds, or Yuda holds, that old candle, even wasn't used Friday night, is muktzah machmas mius. Reb Shimon Oimer? No. Kala neos and tautlin, kutmen neer dolek b'Shabbos. While it's burning on Shabbos, while it's burning, it's forbidden. But everything else, even if it was mius, is okay. What's pashtus the machlekes Reb Yuda and Reb Shimon? Again, Reb Yuda says, something is disgusting, person takes his mind off it. Reb Shimon says the person never takes mind of anything. Something which eventually can be used, he never takes the mind of it.
It was most
last week. Right now I want to use it, so never take my mind of it. And therefore, a person never takes mind of anything. Like Rashi says, person never makta his das on midid chazale. Something that's at some point going to be used of him, his mind is never off it. That is the way I would learn the machlekes of Yehuda and Shimon. Comes along the Ran, and the Ran says a different svar. The Ran says, the machlekes of Reb Shimon, even Reb Shimon agrees that it's mos. It's bechefsa, something is mos, and his mind is not on something mos. He just holds that just because his mind wasn't mos when Friday night started, at the end of the day, it's nothing to do with the rest of Shabbos. Migris katsoy, we don't say. And therefore, Friday night was mos. If during Shabbos his size is not mos anymore, that's it. Friday night was taka mos. His mind was off it. But just because something his mind was off on Friday night, doesn't mean that it stays like that Shabbos day. This second way, the Ran says, look at number 5:8. In other words, even though it was Moses on Friday night, and right now I want to use it, says Rabbi Yudah, it's Hukse for Friday night, Hukse for the whole Shabbos. Begin shuk to benes mashes. Ule Reb Shimon, the less lay mukta, why? Kiven the hash to chazile, ein haktsa osay shmech of Shabbos, ois rasay. The haktsa, forbidding something Friday night, doesn't mean it stays like that for those 24 hours. That's the svar of Reb Shimon. So we see that svar by mukta machas mius. Coming along the Rosh Hashiva, Kolesky, and he says, okay, I get that svara by something which is, I can hear that second svara, by something which is molus, for example, right? So I say it's really mukta now, right? Mukta now as well. But whatever it's now doesn't apply for 24 hours. I get that. And I get that by mukta machmas isser. I can say that sabar as well. Do I say that also by something which is not really mos, and it's not really usser? But I decide on Friday night, I'm not going to use this. What is that a case of? Friday night I decide, I'm not using this item. I'm not using it. Not because it's forbidden. I'm not using it. Which is what? Tana Goylis, Asuya, the Galavetzim. It's mukta, take my mind off it. On Friday night, I'm not using this. It's meant for chickens.
For eggs.
It's meant for chickens. Not for eating. It's mukta, right? Not machmas miut, not machmas ether. I take my mind off it. So the question is, when I say that, okay, according to Shimon, there's no such thing as mukta, right? It means I take my mind off it Friday night. I say, I'm not doing it. What's the pshat that Rav Shimon says there's no such thing as mukta? There's two ways to learn Rav Shimon. In this Rav Shimon, if I take my mind off something on Friday night and I say, you know what? Benish Moshes, this is a chicken, not for shechita. I'm not using the chicken, it's for Beitim only. Right? I'm take my mind off it. Says Rav Shimon, There is no, one second. There is no mukta when I take my mind off it, right? Is the pshat, you know what it means? Rav Shimon says, you know why there's no such thing as mukta? Because a person never can say he takes his mind off something, like Rashi says, midi de chazile, which means it's never mukta. Meaning, a person says, I'm not using this. This is only meant to grow eggs, right? I'm not using this. I'm not eating it. Says Rav Shimon, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as mukta. Why?
Because
something which is, in effect, a chicken, you can't say, your mind doesn't work and say that, you know what? For me, it's not a chicken. For me, just the gadol beitzim. A person doesn't take his mind off something which is a good piece of chicken. That's the first way. That's pashat. Maybe over here we can also say the second way. The second way is that no, when a person Friday night says this piece of chicken, I'm not eating it. It's not a piece of chicken for me. It's the gadol beitzim. It's a machine to make eggs. And Reb Shimon says, you know what? If you say that, your mind is true. Meaning, Tumah we said, Reb Shimon says, and also things mukta, because something which is a chicken, you don't mean it when you say, I'm never going to use it. It's only an egg machine. So therefore he says, something which is chazulei, it's never mukta, because your mind doesn't mean that. Or maybe Pshat Reb Shimon is no. The same way. That really, even on this chicken Friday night, they say, it's nothing. It's an egg machine. It's not chicken. But since it's not, whatever I say Friday night does not apply for the rest of Shabbos. So halfway through Shabbos, I can say, okay, yesterday it was mukta, but today I say it's not mukta, because what happened Friday night is not what it is now. Now I say, I want something different. So I can change halfway through Friday night. You understand that two ways? Do we say the same two ways, like something where it's a regular chicken, and nevertheless it's a chicken, therefore you can't say it's mukta. End of our concept, both of things is mukta. Why? Because if you say you don't want it, the person is not going to do that on something which is a chicken. So it doesn't work. Is that why Rav Shimon holds there's no mukta by chicken? Or the reason Rav Shimon holds there's not mukta by chicken, he agrees really. Even a chicken is considered mukta. I don't want it. But like we said, the second svara, just because something is mukta on Friday night doesn't mean that when I change my mind, says Rav Shimon, nothing to do with the rest of the Shabbos. Just like by the mukta machas mius, now it's mos and it's mukta, but it doesn't apply for the rest of Shabbos, and now it's not mukta anymore. That's why Reb Shimon says now it's not mukta anymore. You understand the two ways? Let's read it inside. Joe, you understand what I'm saying? It's a bigger chiddush. But he said like this. Look at number six. Vine afilim timtuvayma katzada sheini become a commissioner and she calls the rak b'mukta machas yisro. Aber yesh listapik maskei v'Reb Shimon b'mukta midas. The hainu. B'dovar ha'goy l'shtamshes. It's a regular chicken. He decided, I'm not using it, the Shabbos, as a chicken. Me name do I say, you can't say, if you hold mukts is permitted, you can't say the second way. In other words, I can use it now also. So Shimon and Cain, since Reb Shimon says that the person wants to use it to eat if he wants to, because the person doesn't take his mind off something if it's fitting for him. The first way. So it means by chicken, when Reb Shimon says a chicken is not mukta, he doesn't hold a mukta, that means it was never mukta to begin with. Why? Because it's a regular chicken. So two, you don't want to use it as a chicken, you want to use the galbetim, says of Shimon, no such thing as mukta. Why? Because the person doesn't take his mind off something, and he's able to use it. And therefore it's always a chicken for eating, and there's no such thing as mukta. Maybe even in this case you can say the second way. Reb Shimon also agrees that as long as you think that you're going to use it for making eggs, it's mukta. And a machash of Shimon left lay migudis katsoi meme. Since Reb Shimon does not hold that whatever happens Friday night remains the whole Shabbos, mele kol man shereitze yochel levatel saktsosei. He can change his setting aside for mukta uliyachto lachila. The nimsa shafa bishlet anagulis asura bachila machum saktsosei. In other words, even though Reb Shimon holds it's mukta, but since whatever I did in the beginning of Shabbos doesn't hold true for the rest of Shabbos, see, for the rest of Shabbos I decide I want to eat it, so then just because it was set aside beginning of Shabbos doesn't mean it's mukta now. You understand both ways? Says Kolevsky, he says that's the two terutzim of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara and the Nachman's Teretz. And let's analyze it. First, the Gemara comes and says, the Shimon, who says, it's the Gadol Beitzim, so then it should be Muksa. And if it's Lachila, it's Uchla Daflisi. Correct? Comes the Gemara, no. According to the Shimon, it's not Muksa. It's not Muksa. Chicken, even if the Gadol Beitzim is not Muksa, but still Neulat. It's forbidden. Why? Says Kolevsky, like the Mashal says, and the Mamshif say. Because according to Shimon, the reason why this chicken is not mukta is because even though Friday night he said this chicken is mukta, this chicken was mukta Friday night, and it was mukta, but just because something happens Friday night doesn't mean it stays for Shabbos day. So therefore, Shabbos day, he's allowed to shech this animal. He's allowed to shech this chicken. Even though it was mukta Friday night, Shabbos day is not the shechter, because it doesn't hold the mukta. What does that mean? We don't hold mukta Friday night, remains mukta the whole Shabbos. So even though Friday night it was mukta, according to Shimon, but Shabbos day, he's allowed to shecht it. Right? That's what Shimon. Yom today, he's allowed to shecht it. Correct? That's what Shimon says. Because right now, there's no such thing as mukta. But he agrees that, Jonathan, he agrees that Friday night, when I didn't want to eat the chicken, when I was the Gadol Beitzim, it was mukta. The egg that's born from such a mukta item is considered mukta. That's the chiddush of the Mamshif. The Mamshif says, you're right, right now I can shecht it. But when the egg was born, it was not lachila, it was still shem mukta. So therefore, says the Mamshon, Mamshif, says Gemara, mukta is permitted, kuntab shemen. Why? Because even Kodesh Hashem mukta permitted means at the time it was mukta, but I can change my mind because whatever happens the first 2 hours doesn't happen the rest of Shabbos. But the egg born from it is still considered mukta. That's the chiddush in the Gemara. That's Reb Shimon. Look what he says.
Because the egg wasn't around before Shabbos.
It wasn't around before Shabbos, and the egg was born when it was taka mukta. Says the Mashal. Those are the words of the Mashal. The Mashal said, the egg is born from something which is a Gadol Beitzim. So we said, who cares? Right now it's not mukta. I'm allowed to eat the chicken. I can eat the egg.
And if you made it 9-4?
That's his time. Forget about that. It doesn't work. Miri says, Dovashlav doesn't help with 9.
Okay.
Okay, but only because
it's not
using that. That's right,
right. Why do
they say Rashi doesn't hold a mukta? He actually holds a mukta.
It doesn't
hold a mukta in turn. But no, he holds the chicken is mukta in general.
He holds his mukta.
He doesn't hold. There's something is mukta Friday night. Well, I mean,
mukta the whole time.
They say
that's the whole number. No, he doesn't hold a mutz of this katan.
No, I'm saying,
right, that's the chiddush.
The
second
line
way. Look at number 6a. Venira, the bezei yesh levar as divrei hamashov amamshif sheyesh loy meshehem sevrim ketzad hasheni shechal lof shem mutz kol zmanak tzosai. The entire time it mutz. But the chen shapir kosu when they wrote shatan goyle said menet legadol beitzim einu nechsheves goychel. I feel in Mandalashle Muksa. Even if you don't hold like a Pshimin, even if you don't hold like a Buddha, you hold like a Pshimin. There's no such thing as Muksa. But is it a Tana Goylis, the Medes Legadal Beitim? Or Medes Achila? Even I'm allowed to eat it now, but it's Legadal Beitim. And when the time the egg was born, it was Legadal Beitim. Shafila le Mandalashle Muksa, even if you don't hold the Muksa, Chal She Muksa on Tana Goylis, Kozman She Medes Legadal Beitim. Vilachim, Kozman She Fkiesak Sosai, until he decided to change his mind, which is Shabbos day, Yom today, I want to shech the chicken. Asura bachila, afila mandalasle mukse. Masla maise mutse laichlo, haimushim yod lafkiesa, shem mukse men, al deish mechti mikam veilech lachila. I can change now, because what happens Friday night doesn't happen the rest of the yontif. Avalim beitzim, nolde mimeno, bizmashan, digalis, hoysali medes, legal beitzim. Those are the words in the Mashiach. Look at the words in the Mashiach, so beautiful.
And that's why you can't say it's like a piece of the chicken. It's like a
piece. Exactly, that's what he said. Look what he writes. Read what he writes, Mashiach. Kiven de nolda habetsu midova hamukta, le sharin elom hai taimo. What do you mean nolda midova hamukta? But it's not mukta. No, because even Rabbi Shimon, who says there's no such thing as mukta, agrees that when it is mukta, just not for the whole 24 hours. Says Nolda Midava Muksa. That's what the Maam Shif says. Vitzach Leima, the Mekom Kam, Laiv Ochalu, the Laam Yuchad Luchal Afil Yishar Muksa, Hayni Yishleima, that's Laam, in Yuchal Lekach, in Yuchal Lekach, it's not Uchal Lekichlas, that shot in the Havamin of the Gemara. Comes along Rav Nachman.
Wait, the first of the Gemara says...
That's the first answer of the Gemara.
But then it says, it doesn't hold
the Gemara either. No, the first answer of the Gemara, he does hold the Gemara. That's his shot. Why is it Gemara? Because it was born from Tavi Muksa. Comes along Rav Nachman. Nachman says no. According to Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold a mukta, he doesn't hold a noilat. You know why? Because Reb Nachman holds the first way. What does Reb Nachman hold? According to Reb Shimon, this is a chicken, legadol beitzim. I don't care if it's legadol beitzim. Something which is a chicken, your mind is always on the chicken. It's never mukta. It's not that it's mukta and doesn't count for the whole Shabbos. It's never mukta, says Reb Nachman. So if it's never mukta, so this egg. This chicken is not the gadol basin, according to Nachum Shimon. It's not mukta. It's la'achila. And therefore the egg is mukta because
it's part of the
ochladafis. That's all that Shimon says. The Nachum says. The egg is mukta because the chicken is not the gadol basin. It's la'achila. What it means the gadol basin? No. Because dieta a person is on the chicken. And no matter what, even if it's the gadol basin, meaningless. Person doesn't take his mind off it. It's always la'achila. If it's always la'achila. It's Uchel Daflis. And therefore, Reb Nachman doesn't say, oh, according to Reb Nachman, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon says, that what's name is Mukta is Mutta, and Noilad is Osta, right? So Reb Nachman should have said, Mukta is Mutta, and Noilad is Mutta. No, I agree that real Noilad is going to be Osta. But here there's Lesley Mukta, and Lesley Noilad. Those are the words, so beautiful. There's no Mukta over here, and there's no Noilad. Why is there no Mukta over here? Because it's achila. That's a swara. Look, you're right.
I'm not saying again, but
the
rain cloud.
Well, wait. That's number 7a. 7. Ulam nir lefarish. As divrei Rav Nachman boifin. Sha'av Rav Nachman sever. Even Rav Nachman agrees. Number 7. The Baal Rav Shimon oisim mukta d'noilat. Rav Shimon also agrees. Moed not forbidden. Even quote Rav Shimon. And shish le machlokes musiemes bebeitzah. They have a machlekes by the egg. Sheish loyma, the pligar maksim of Nachman, bechakira now. Im chal shei mukta, because my son's a man, is the mukta. Shav maksim sever, the first man noma, the masho, the mamshev, the havamina, katsad ha shei nishtar, gorin, the shav is mukta, because my shiva, medel gal beitim, rebe sol the man, and bishal tzak 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 tzak. Avor of Nachman sever, katsad ha rishen. Shav maachat shatan gailis, hidobo, haruye lachila, the chicken is edible, the man de lefle mukta, you don't know the mukta, it means you don't put your mind of anything that's edible, Mele le chalat en agul shem mukta klal. Mefiz et an agul nechshev skoichol. Lo shaykh le beitze lechshov kenoilat. Mach shi uchel deflis. Dainu shoichol. Shem bim noichol. The egg is part of the chicken. And the chicken is always food. It's not the gal beitzim. And that's the lashon of the Gemara 7a. The nearest lashon moment here can the lashon of Machshenu. I feel a man show mukta miran tzore. He don't get Machshenu lashon yet to the answer. Because the royal nachman also goes to the lashon man show mukta show another etc. Why say less a mukta less than elat? The answer is 7b. Shemachas chapter and girdles ain't a mukta klal. Why? Because it's never a mukta because it's food. Meila beitza ain't a noila. They're all the difference. The kingdom of Nachman man the less lay mukta. In this case, man the service and the girdles ain't a mukta less lay noila. Who says I'm sure beitza ain't a noila? Why? Because it's regular food. Meili says therefore I understand the mashal's work as well. Because that's only by chicken where I can say, hey, this chicken is in my possession. So even though it's the galbetim, so the chicken, no such thing as mukta, which means there's no shem mukta on this chicken at all. Because my mind is something that's chazi for a person, he's never going to take his mind off it. The chicken is food, it's not a galbetim. Even though I think it's a galbetim, it's not. The other chat was, having the gemara was, it is mukta now, and I changed my mind in the middle, and it doesn't apply for the rest of Shabbos. But the way of Nachman says, it's not mukta at all now. It's not the galbetim, it's not chilim. And therefore the egg is considered not noilat, because it's part of ufred achlis, it's part of the chicken. Mashenkin, the clouds. I have nothing with the clouds. So therefore, my family is not on the clouds, and therefore the water in the clouds, everybody would agree, even if Nachman would agree, that beitza is not considered noilat, but clouds is just considered noilat gomer, and that's trapped in the mashal. That's what he writes in number 8. Ulam lefi mashen zmarash of Nachman, eina mati noilat ba'almo, el kamos lak memish l'shech dino beitza machin, and it goes, tefzor koichol, beitza chod efres, and therefore, it's a whole new way of understanding the first Amud Gemara. What a schmack of Lomda Shapras. Teeth, right? Deep. Sounds like this. And that's the way we understand this Gemara. Okay.